Let's go now to Charlottesville, Virginia, where this weekend marks 1 year since white nationalists held a Unite the Right rally. Torch-bearing marchers chanting white supremacist slogans clashed violently with counter-protesters. Two state troopers monitoring the protest from above died when their helicopter crashed, and one woman, Heather Heyer, was murdered when a car intentionally slammed into a crowd of counter-protesters. Dozens more people were injured. Today, the streets of Charlottesville are heavily policed and fairly quiet as residents remember the deadly rally. Sandy Houseman of member station WVTF reports.
About 1,000 police officers and several helicopters are assigned to patrol this city of under 50,000. And so far, it's been quiet. People coming to Charlottesville's historic downtown mall can enter at only 2 points, and their bags are being searched for anything that could be used as a weapon.
Can't have no aerosols.
Okay.
So you can take that back, or we can throw it away.
The strong police presence was disconcerting to some residents, like Greg Schmidt-Gehring.
I know their intentions are to be here to keep the peace and keep us safe and secure, and I appreciate that. On the other hand, it feels a little daunting and overwhelming.
Security was also tight at the university, where officials hosted what they called a morning of reflection and renewal. President James Ryan thanked students who had stood up to white supremacists during a tiki torch march across campus a year ago today.
When the neo-Nazis and white supremacists marched towards the Jefferson statue last year, they were met by a group of intrepid individuals who had gathered around the statue. It was a remarkable moment of courage and bravery by our students and community members who stood fast.
And he assured them that while tactics might differ, the university stands with them in opposition to white supremacy. Student activists are demanding the university issue a lifetime no trespass order against anyone who took part in Unite the Right and offer to pay the medical bills of students who were injured in last summer's protests. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Charlottesville.